Call Apollo 11, Houston. We'd like to extend our damping period for another 5 minutes. Let the rates get way down, over.
11, roger.
This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 27 minutes. At this time, Apollo 11 is traveling at a speed of about 4,982 feet per second. It is about 5,900 nautical miles from the moon and about 198,900 nautical miles from Earth. A short while ago, you heard Neil Armstrong make a few descriptive comments of the scene on the lunar surface at the time the LEM ascent stage lifted off. Armstrong reported seeing very little dust, but quite a bit of debris from the LEM. He referred to the Kapton, which is a plastic-like insulation material, generally silver or gold in color, which is found on the outside surfaces of the LEM. Now, we also had a report at 136 hours, 54 minutes, about 40 minutes or so ago, that the LEM guidance computer had finally stopped putting out any data, and that was about 7 hours 13 minutes after the primary guidance system was deprived of the coolant in a test of how long the system would continue to operate without coolant. The platform apparently began to become unusable after about 4 hours, and the computer itself finally gave up after about 7 hours and 13 minutes. Both items going considerably longer than had previously been predicted. The lunar module ascent stage still in lunar orbit. We're continuing to get data from it. All other systems appear to be functioning well at this time. The LEM orbit we show is currently 64.4 nautical miles for height of Apocynthian, 54.4 nautical miles for Paracynthian. And the LEM is in its 23rd revolution. Now here's a call to the crew.
Over.
Roger, Charlie. I'd like to bring you up to date on our chlorination status. In compartment B4, we have 1, 2, seven, for correction, we have eight pockets for chlorine and buffer ampules, of which, let me correct that. We have seven pockets, which one is empty and always has been empty, leaving six remaining. And the other side over there in B7, we have another container with seven pockets. So we have a total of seven plus six. And those are filled with six chlorines and seven buffers. Now, I've been using one chlorine and one buffer per day, which at this point in time, prior to this chlorination I'm about to do, leaves me one chlorine and two buffers. Seems to me I'm one chlorine short, and that being the case, I'd like to ask your advice on postponing this chlorination using the last container until some later date, like maybe tomorrow. Over.
Roger, we copy, Mike. Stand by.
Okay.